Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised that 6 Degrees of Reality TV contains explicit language. Hi, and welcome to 6 Degrees of Reality TV, the podcast where two MFAs try to figure out what the hell is happening on our screen. My name is Amy, and I hold an MFA in creative nonfiction.
And my name is Leslie, and I hold an MFA in creative writing fiction. And together, we are trying to uncover what it means to fall in love on reality TV.
Hi, and welcome to 6 Degrees of Reality TV. My name is Amy, and I'm your co-host.
And I'm Leslie.
Leslie.
Hey, girl.
Leslie.
Yeah.
All right.
Our lives have been turned upside down and then some. You guys, Amy, you have to get into this. I can't even.
So, guys, as you know, now that the season's over, the cast made their Instagrams public. They didn't necessarily make them public, but they released their handles. Okay. So some of them still have a private account. Some have a public account, whatever. So I immediately jump all over Steve because you guys know how much I love him. So I'm like, oh my God. All right. Like Steve's Instagram is, you know, public now, whatever. He follows us back and then he sends me that video privately.
It's like, is he listening to us?
Is he, Steve, if you are listening, you need to come on the pod and we need to talk, because let me tell you something. I'm a happily married woman. I'm not going to be inappropriate with you, but I am just so interested in how you have become such a sage at your age. I need to talk to you about the LED lights. I need to talk to you about the drone. I need to talk to you about your brothers. I mean, mm-hmm. These are all burning things I want to talk to you about. I need
Noodlegate. We need everything.
I need to talk to him about Lindsay.
Yes, definitely about that. There's just so much.
I just feel like, again, he just knows how to read situations and read people. He knows how to set appropriate boundaries. How long did he go to therapy for? 30 years? I don't know.
And the fact, okay, so this episode is the Where Are They Now? And at some point, he does meet up with Lindsay and they hash it out, essentially. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. At first I was like, what is going to happen here? But the way he handled it and his wording of like, well, now that you understand what I need from you moving forward. And I'm like, what the?
He like sets that boundary. Steve, here's what you need to know. You are like an anomaly, because as women, we don't run into men who are this emotionally intelligent ever. So that's why we need to talk to you. And I want to know, what other songs is he working on in the basement? That's what I want to know.
Maybe he could make a theme song for us.
Tell me about the Moy basement. How much weed was smoked there and what went on? Like, I need to know. So guys, if you are following us on Instagram, let Steve know that you want to hear him on our podcast.
Yes.
Right?
And it's at 6 Degrees of Reality TV, where our Instagram is where all the fun stuff happens. This is where this happened.
Mm-hmm. And if you're confused about some seemingly non-connected stuff, so Leslie's been doing amazing things over at Sinister Girls, her other podcast. So we've been sharing the stuff that she's been doing on our Instagram, just so that you guys can kind of connect with her on that level and go over there. I mean, Sinister Girls is way bigger than our podcast, so it's not like our help here. But
no, oh my god! So I interviewed. So this week's band is Lit. So AJ Popoff, the lead singer of Lit, was my guest, and I posted it, and they reposted it like a couple of times.
That's awesome.
And I'm just like, oh my god,
that's awesome.
So cool. Yep, yeah, so it was cool. Awesome.
So another thing I want to talk about that I thought was funny is while all this is going down with Steve, I'm saying to Leslie, I don't know how I'm going to act with him on our pod. I might be an idiot. You're going to need to handle the entire thing.
That's funny. I'm going to have to mute you and be like, wait, hold on. Amy, raise your hand if you have a question.
I'm just so, aren't you always so fascinated when somebody just like, seemingly it, and it's so funny that we think of Steve as having his shit together so much, but like I really think he does, even though the perception and the rhetoric is like, oh, he doesn't have a job, blah blah blah. But you and I've been saying all along he is the most emotionally mature person on the show, period.
Totally is. Mm-hmm. I think that the experts did a great job, you know, casting him.
Yeah, they were even talking about, they were like, he should be an expert.
He should be, because clearly doesn't take much to become one. Guys, call me. I'll be an expert.
Put us on there. We'll figure this shit out. I do want to tell you, too, that we had a pretty intense discussion last week about Lindsay and her abandonment issues and mm-hmm. what was going on. My cousin Hannah listens, and she wanted me to say to you that she really appreciated the honesty and vulnerability with which you spoke about some of the issues around that. So props to Leslie.
Oh, well, thank you, Hannah. So we have 14 listeners now?
14. We're getting there, girl. We're getting there. All right. So let's talk about this shit show. All right. So this is Where Are They Now? I don't know. Season 14, episode 97.
Yeah, like, because I subscribe through Amazon so that I could watch it at my own pace and do the whole thing. And it's like episode 39 on Amazon. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, they count the after party. So even if you take out 10 after parties, you still have 29 episodes.
That's too much.
Too much, dudes. Too much. Okay. So we open on Lindsay back in Boston, and she's hanging out with our man, Bo Bridges. And they're signing divorce papers. Now, when you signed your divorce papers, you and I have both been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in person?
Fuck no. Do you think I wanted to see that asshole? I did that privately at my lawyer's office, and then mm-hmm. we send it off, and then he would refuse to sign it, and then we had to do this whole thing to try to track his dumb ass down, and I had to like negotiate with him because he mm-hmm. wanted to take my money, that mm-hmm. dick. So you know, I wish him the best, as long as you know, whatever.
He's away from you.
Stay the fuck away from me. Stop calling me asshole, because he still calls me.
So
so no, I don't want to see him ever.
Here's what I did. I knew that my ex-husband would not sign these papers. Not mm-hmm. because he didn't want to get a divorce, because he had already, you know, moving on. But because like he just didn't get things done. Like that was part of the reason we were getting divorced. So I knew that he would be nice and either still drunk or hungover on Sunday morning. So I said to my lawyer, give me the papers. I drove down to his house bright and early on a Sunday morning. His mother's house, not his house, knocked on the door, went up to his childhood bedroom where he was, and I was right. Mm-hmm. And I asked him to sign them, and he signed them real quick, and I left.
Yeah.
I had mailed them to him. I would still be waiting probably 20 years later.
Probably. Jesus Christ. He's men.
So Lindsay feels like she needs to meet up with Mark the Shock. I don't know.
This is all for TV, because there's no reason why they would need to do this. They could have done, like, she could have gone to her lawyer, signed it, could have served it to him. Done.
Guys, this episode made Leslie very angry.
It pissed me off, because there's no need for this episode.
She's texting me all week like, this is so fake. This is so fake. Okay, I'm we'll so get mad. There. Now we see Katina and O, and they're doing a painting, like a paint and sip, or like a paint thing.
Yeah, it's
what are
like
you doing?
It's like when Groupons, they have Groupons for that. It's like you go paint and you just sip wine and you do this. I did that at some point when I was drinking.
I did too, but like they're doing this in their apartment, just the two of them.
Because the production is like, guys, you have no problems. Can we see you fuck? No? Okay. Can you paint? Because last time we had couples paint, there was a big fight with Bao and Johnny. So maybe we could recreate that.
That's true. So now we see Mark and he invites all the guys over except O. Because one of the things that O and Katina keep talking about is how they need time away from each other. They're like with each other 24/7, whatever. So Mark needs help putting together an automated litter box. Okay.
It looked like a spaceship.
It did look like a spaceship. And of course, all right is doing it, right? Of course, he's like, I got this. Let me put some LED lights around the litter box. I got it. So Chris says, Alyssa apologized, but he didn't really love the apology because he feels like she didn't take full responsibility. She didn't.
She didn't. It's one of those, I apologize if you felt hurt by me being a dick to you.
Right. 100%. Steve says Lindsay is terrible and there's still no apology. And Mark tells them, hey, we're meeting up and we're signing divorce papers. Mark tells the camera he's a nervous wreck about having to face his biggest bully again. Do you notice this? He's like terrified.
And I don't blame him.
He's pretty much just like, I just want to get in and out of there. Like, I don't know how this is going to go. So now we see Steve and he tells them that they're renovating the house for Noi to move in and she still wants three kids and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, sorry. So now Chris is talking to Olivia from New Orleans. He tells the guys. Now, you didn't see New Orleans. I think we need to redo that season because it was so good.
This and apparently it happened right during COVID, so it made everything even worse.
And that's where like Woody and Imani came from. And was it? Yes, Bennett and Amelia were on that too. They were really cool.
Yeah, these are just names, and I'm just like, uh-huh.
Olivia was connected with the biggest tool in the world. Like
from that little footage that we saw, I was like, ooh, no. Oh,
he was gross. So, and he was like super cheap. It was really weird. So he's bringing her up to Boston. Now, one of the things that Chris does here that drives me crazy, and I don't know if you picked up on this, is he made it very clear that we knew he was paying to fly her up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
And also, wasn't he wearing like a shirt, like advertising himself or something? I mean, you know, shameless plug. That's fine. But
like, why didn't he just say she's coming up to go on a date? Why is it I'm flying her up here? And then he's telling the camera like, I'm flying her up here, and that's a big investment. No, it's a plane ticket.
I mean, if it's so expensive for you, get her a Spirit Airline ticket. She may or may not make it, but hey, it's cheaper.
She may not get here. We don't know. Okay, so then Steve tells us he has a woman. Now, I got this wrong in my notes. I wrote that he had a woman for Chris, but he has a woman for Mark.
Yes, for the shock.
Yes. And I'm like, just do it. Whatever Steve tells you to do, just do it. I mean, that's a pretty good life plan. All right. So now Alyssa's picking up a rescue. What was your thought on this scene?
I love animals. I love rescues. Like my sweet little Joey is a rescue. I love him so much. He's the best. Even though this morning I wanted to choke him. He woke me up at 6 a.m, guys. I was like, this woman is so unlikable. The not even beautiful puppies makes me want to sympathize with her.
No, I agree.
And she is leaning into that I'm a good person thing. It's like, we get it. You're in on the joke. It's not funny.
No,
it's not.
No.
Annoying.
She's telling Sunny that Sunny is her friend who went with her. And she's telling
Sunny looks like Amy Schumer, by the way.
She does look like Amy Schumer. She tells Sunny that she's been chatting with Ryan from Houston, Potato. And now we get some footage where they're trying to make, again, I'm going to use this reference. I'm sorry if it's overused. They're trying to make Ryan look like Rip from Yellowstone. And they're like showing only the times that he had a cowboy hat on or a gun in his hand, which is, you know, real classy at this point in time in our country. And they're like playing some doom, 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 doom. Like, it's just weird, guys. I don't need to see him again. Look, I don't think Ryan's a bad dude. It's just like, are you doing this? There's no women in Houston for you.
It's just about getting back on TV.
100%.
And try to redeem himself for whatever that's worth. And then he still got played.
I know, that's hilarious. Now we have Michael meeting up with O and Chepty. We see Chepty again. I was so excited. So if you guys don't know, Chepty and Shaunice were from the original Boston season, and they've had a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. She was the one, I don't know if you saw it, that she got pregnant during the season.
No, but I've heard about this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I really love them together. They've had some issues, but he was also like, anyone who watched his season remembers, he made probably the biggest turnaround. Like, his first 2 weeks, he looked like a huge dick. And then all of a sudden he turned around and was like the greatest husband ever. It was real weird.
And apparently they've been together 5 years. Like, that's crazy.
Yes. And they do have some issues back and forth, but I think they've ironed it out. I think, you know, and they have a little daughter and she's beautiful. So it turns out that O and Chepty went to college together, and O asked Chepty, like, would you marry Shaunice all over again? And he's like, I would. But it's like, it's been a long, hard journey. Like, this was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And O says his biggest problem is that he's too attached to Katina. Okay, whatever, dude.
I roll.
Michael says he feels like Jasmina threw him under the bus and he didn't love that. And Mike's like, I was doing stuff, but she shows up at the reunion and she's like, he's not doing anything. And that was not cool with me. What else do I have? Oh, I have the girls are meeting up.
Jasmina, okay, Katina, in what world would Alyssa be friends with Katina and Jasmina? In what world?
I'm not going to lie. It has taken my respect level for those two women down a little bit.
It's not their fault. I think it's production that they were like, we got to deal with this chick. It's better dealing with her than with Lindsay because they spend less time with her.
That's true. And are you noticing, like, Jasmina has totally turned on Lindsay?
Yeah, she's
done,
right,
with her.
Mm-hmm. She's blocked on my phone.
Yep. Guys, I don't blame these people. Lindsay is an extremely toxic person. It's like, we've talked about where those issues come from, and it's fine that she's that way, but get some fucking help. Like, stop bleeding all over everybody. And, you know.
Well, now she has yoga in California, so she's going to be just fine.
Oh, and she clearly has some Xanax or something. We'll talk about that. So Jasmina's talking with some people, but not really dating. And now Alyssa brings up Ryan and she's like, we have so much in common. I could just imagine what they have in common. You and I know what they have in common.
Mm-hmm. Red. Red hat. That's what they have in common.
So she texts him to come to Boston this weekend. And he's like, sounds like a horrible idea. I'm in. Oh, that was my, sorry, that was my pop-up laugh. Alyssa thinks they should all rent a house together somewhere, and Katina's like, should we invite Lindsay? And they're all like,
This was the moment. This is a trope that happens in all reality TV shows and all the housewives. I know that you don't respect that franchise because you're deranged. No, it's okay. But as a housewife, a Real Housewives lover, a Bravo lover and connoisseur, this happens every season where they go like, guys, we're gonna go on a trip together. And a lot of times half of these women are fist fighting and then they decide to go away together. So it's like, okay, it's production. We all know it's production.
Okay. All right. So now they're stealing that, I guess.
Yes.
So now we see Steve and he's fixing up his house, doing a backsplash. And apparently this is a magical fucking backsplash because Noi will now move in. I don't know. And I'm thinking, that is a baller move. Like, refuse to move in with your husband until he does some shit around the house.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, oh,
that down.
I'd move in if only these countertops were granite.
Yeah, if only I had a washer dryer in unit, then I'd totally move in.
All right. So Noi says she has 6 months on her lease, and Steve says he's trying to lure her home before then. They're doing subway tile. Of course, Steve can lay tile because he can do anything.
He can lay pipe. He can lay it all, ladies.
So Steve tells her, I volunteered us to go watch his brother's three kids. Now, Leslie, you don't have children by choice.
Oh, thank God.
How would you feel if
I... That I know of. You know, because guys could say that I know of. So I'm going to use that too. That I know of. I don't have children. No.
How would you feel if you met up with the significant other and they were like, oh, guess what? We're going to go watch babysit my brother's three kids.
My brother's demon children. No, mm-hmm. They were actually pretty well behaved considering what we saw. But I've had friends and I've watched their kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And usually they're pretty well behaved. And I do activities with them, but nothing like this. Nothing that's messy. I do like coloring and I put on a TV show. And I'm like, you want to play video games? That kind of activities. Sure. Because I'm a big kid myself. And I get along with children fine. And like Steve says, at the end, you give them back.
So yes, true.
My whole thing was like, her being so firm on wanting three kids, how about you have one and see how that goes?
Yeah, I guarantee you that will change 100%. So now we see Lindsay and Mark and they're meeting up to sign the divorce papers. And I want to put out a PSA for Mark the Shock. Don't ever wear a turtleneck again. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever wear it again. Somehow it makes it look like there is more pressure in your face and your eyes are jutting out more.
Poor guy.
Like, just don't do it. You're a decent looking dude. Keep to the t-shirt, the collared shirt, fine. And you know, I never have an opinion on fashion. But I was like, oh, what is going on here?
Yeah, show off that weight loss. You don't have a double chin. Show that shit off. Come on.
So Lindsay shows up wearing a fake fur coat. And I have a real problem with this coat because I know it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a bad look for somebody who's so like supposedly environmentally conscious and animal conscious. And I don't know. I didn't love it.
I think I might own one and it's faux fur. And it's because someone gave it to me. But I feel like, why would I wear this? You know,
right.
I don't like it. It's too bulky.
Yeah. It was just an odd choice for her.
Yeah.
So Mark, we see him bracing himself for when she speaks. Like he has no idea what the fuck is coming out of her
mouth. He has PTSD, like legit PTSD.
Yes, he does. With her. Yes, he does. So she actually apologizes to him about the bowling alley scene. Now, what did you think about this?
You know, I think that she got caught. She didn't realize clearly that the mics were going to pick this up, but kind of like Alyssa when she was going off and on, didn't think this would make it onto the camera and was like, holy shit. Yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
So 100%. I like that she apologized, but it's really more for her to clean up her image a little bit. That's what I felt.
But that is the apology she should have given him on the reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she gives him a nice apology and Mark mind-blowingly, like stop giving this woman an inch, tells her how much his life is better for having known her.
No, I would never tell that to her, to her face.
Nope. He says he eats better, pushes himself and stands up for himself. Yeah, he fucking has to because he's been abused for 3 months. So now Chris goes on a date with Olivia. What'd you think of their date?
So I thought it was fine. It was a little, you know, boring. They were in igloos or something, like an outside thing. I don't know. Like a little pod.
They were in an igloo, like a COVID igloo. We have them here. Don't forget, I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania, and it's so antithetical to everything you experience in your daily life because we have just expansive room here everywhere. Mm. So all these restaurants have like huge open fields and patios and stuff that they could put these big, huge igloos.
Yeah, we have similar things in New York City that's taking off the sidewalk and part of the street.
Yes, I know.
And then we have bike lanes. Why? New York City. Why do we have city bikes? Why do we have bicycles? Let's stop this madness. I know that you intended for this to save the environment, but in the middle of a fucking highway or whatever, not really a highway, but you know, like those big streets, like we don't need these bikes because people are not wearing helmets. They're not required to. No.
It's dangerous.
Just sipping on by. It's so dangerous. We have pedestrians there. Sometimes the bikes hit the pedestrians. Like, this is a mess. Get rid of it. Only allow it in Central Park.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, stop it.
It's really bad. I mean, New York is just not a biking city. Like, it's just not. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Take a bus, hop on the subway, walk, use your legs.
Maybe some areas of it could be. Like, my sister's friend lives out in Rockaway and they bike out there all the time, but it's more spread out.
Right. Like, Coney Island, let's say, you could do it there. You could do it in Riverside. That whole area is nice.
But you can't do it in like Midtown.
No, that's the problem. People are crossing over Midtown and all this. And I'm just like, stop. Because they don't know, though. I don't know if there's like another. Okay, I'm going on a tangent for the DMV. Is there another like handbook on how to ride a bike? Like, when the light is red, do you still cross the intersection? Like, because you have a bike, you're invincible? Like, what is happening?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's super dangerous. There's been so many times I've been driving through Midtown. So, and a biker just like comes up alongside of me real quick and cuts right out in front of me. And you have to slam on the brakes.
Yeah. It's dangerous. People on bikes get hit and legit fly off it and land on their fucking heads and die. Like, I've seen that.
I have a mutual friend. It's my sister's friend who his girlfriend died riding a bike through Manhattan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. So, and like, I remember when my sister's friend came to town and I was showing her around and stuff, and I was showing her where my kids go to school. She was like, oh my God, that's a huge parking lot for a high school. Like, even our schools having huge parking lots for all the student parking is something that is just a foreign concept to New York.
The fact that you have even student parking is
amazing. Right. So anyway, so we have the igloos. So I'm very familiar with those, and that's what they're in. And it's interesting that you say the date was boring, because I feel like Olivia is kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she really was. If it was, and again, she's very nice. And if it wasn't for Brett being such a tool bag that she was with, like, their whole storyline would have been super boring. But like, he was like a child. It was kind of entertaining.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So this is another weird thing that's happening. He invites Olivia to the group meetup.
Yeah, that was weird.
Super weird. Okay.
Is it because he didn't want to be, or to like kind of show her off in front of Alyssa or something?
I don't know.
Did production put him up to this?
Probably. So Mark is going on a date. And guys, if you hear a lawnmower, I apologize. I just live in grass cutting country. There's nothing I could do about it.
She lives in a place where students have parking, they're igloos,
and people cut their grass like every goddamn day of the week.
So. Like McDreamy in Can't Buy Me Love or whatever the fuck it is called.
Oh, yes.
Where he's just Can't like riding it around before his nose job.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. He was so hot.
He's still pretty good looking now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So Mark is going on a date now and O's helping him dress. And I just wrote, not a turtleneck. That's all. That's the only guidance you need here. So Mark finds the shirt with the shark on it, whatever. Okay. Now we have Alyssa and Ryan and they're going bowling. And I wrote, Potato doesn't even try to dress up for this. He shows up in like jeans and like a zip up, like nothing. It was weird. He looked like he just rolled out off the train, you know, like here I am.
Do you think that his whole vibe coming back in was kind of like, I'm the celebrity for this scene?
It was
because he walked in like he needed an entrance, like
it was so weird because, like I said when we covered them, he's so hard to get a read on because you mm-hmm. feel like he is a decent person, but like you also feel like he could be the biggest dick in the world. So like I can't read him. He's just weird. That's why I call him a potato, because he's just like a lump of something.
Do you think that he knows that we call him that? Because did you catch that reference when they got their food?
No.
Okay, so when they got their food, they got like
and a no, giant I don't plate think of... he knows we call him that, but go on.
Okay, well, maybe someone called him a potato at some point, because maybe. When they got the food and it was like a mountain of fries, Alyssa's like, I didn't eat this. And he's like, oh, I've been called worse. And he's like talking about the fries. So I was like, potato?
Oh, maybe he's, yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
Maybe not, or maybe someone just told him, or maybe someone showed him some of the memes we made of him.
He's like, two women? I don't need to listen to women talking.
These liberal women.
So they're talking and Ryan's like, you know, how's it going for you? She's like, I'm getting a lot of hate online. And, you know, I'm trying to do my best to get through it. Fuck you. You've earned that hate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. So he's got a cow. She's like, you're a cowboy and you're so hot. And I don't know, whatever. And she says, you know, I couldn't help but watch your season when you were like skeet shooting and four wheeling. Why couldn't I be matched with a guy like that? And he says, you're in Boston.
Exactly. Didn't we say that in the beginning when she kept talking about like, I need a cowboy. I'm like, wrong season.
Yes. And then he's like, he made a comment about like, some of the boots that you wear aren't really country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, guys, I live in the country. You come up here, you see some country girls, right? They're not wearing glam boots.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing like fucking hiking boots that have mud on them because they went mushroom picking that day. And now, you know, they were in the barn for 6 hours with their horse. And now they're down at the little corner bar, Boyarski's, and they're drinking Miller Lite for $1 out of plastic cups. That's Alyssa's not that. She wants to be like chic cowboy. I think he calls her that, like chic country or something. Yeah.
I think that her idea of country is, you know, kind of like Shania Twain, like mm-hmm. that kind of like mm-hmm. glamorized pop crossover thing.
Yes.
Which is nothing wrong. And I love Shania Twain. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it's not like real country, like how he is, because he's like a gun person and really mm-hmm. like getting out there. And she's mm-hmm. not. She just wants to wear a cute boot and a hat.
Well, and the fact that she's thinking of moving to Austin, that's odd really pick country. For her. Right. Like that is a huge liberal oasis in the middle of a very different type of state. Mm-hmm. She needs to go to like San Antonio or Houston
mm-hmm.
and be with Potato. So guys, as much as I don't like Ryan, I say, Ryan, run. You don't deserve her.
No.
So she invites Ryan to the getaway. Okay. Now we see Steve and Noi babysitting. Nothing happens there except we meet Steve's brother, Jeff, who's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Guys, rewind and pay attention to that one. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't need footage of Mock the Shock all slow-mo with hip hop over it. I don't need that. I don't need that. Mark's going on a date. I don't know. It's fine. They're playing skee ball. They're having fun. The woman's a special educator. She coaches volleyball. She worked at Bertucci's. Fine. Whatever. He's like,
she's very pretty too.
She's very pretty. And she's nice. She's good mm-hmm. for him. And Mark the shark is like, I don't know if the shark is back yet, but the fin is always up.
Could we stop with that?
I don't need to know about your fin. I really don't want to know about it.
Now,
in a weird move, Alyssa and Ryan break up, even though they were not dating. She meets up with him at some coffee bar. I don't even know where they were meeting. Mm-hmm. And she confronts him about your relationship with Lindsay. I was talking to the boys and they told me you're friends with Lindsay. And I just wrote, why did Ryan come on here again? Just to look like an idiot?
Basically.
And then production's like, oh my God, are you okay? Because she breaks up with him and walks away.
Yeah.
And he's like,
she's like, I can't do this. You know what? You're uninvited, basically.
Yeah. And he's like, he says to production, I could be friends with whoever the fuck I want.
Which is true.
Yeah. Like, you could tell he has zero tolerance for this bullshit. So why did he come back here?
I don't know.
Like, what show is he watching that he looked at Alyssa and he was like, oh, that looks like a girl that I could get along with. She looks easygoing and she's not real high maintenance. Are you watching the same show we are, dude?
He probably thought that she was hot and that they had similar beliefs. And he was like, well, she probably got a bad edit like I did. Cause I'm sure he thinks that he got a bad edit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why. And then he's probably thinking, oh, I'll redeem myself by going back on a show and show people that I'm a nice guy.
No.
Fail.
Mm-mm. So that's it. And then we have the second half of it is the get together. So I didn't do really thorough notes for the get together. I don't know if you have moments you want to talk about here.
You know, one of the moments that did stood out for me was when Michael pulls Jasmina aside and he wants to talk to her because he wants to clear the air. And I'm just like, here we fucking go again. And we get no resolution. We get the same thing of like, I tried, you didn't try. And then at one point she said, yeah, you were in the hospital with me with Feeney. And I was like, where's Feeney? What happened to Feeney?
Feeney was fine.
Cause okay. That freaked me out.
When I missed that you part.
Were in the hospital with me with Feeney. I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then you see the dog is there. So he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a lot of the same thing. And then he goes, I shut down at the reunion because you were just making it seem like, well, and she basically just reiterated what she said at the reunion. She did not back down and he silenced himself once again. So nothing was resolved.
Yeah. Yeah. They just talk in circles. Mm-hmm. They really do. Like, and it's to the point where that outweighs their chemistry for me. The annoyance mm-hmm. I feel when they try to talk to each other outweighs their chemistry. And I don't need to see them again. I don't need to see it again.
No,
I'm done. I would like to talk about the scene with Lindsay and Steve.
Yes.
So Lindsay's basically like, I want to apologize to you for when I called you a fuckboy or whatever she did during the game.
You were poor. You don't work.
And, you know, Steve entertains this just enough. And then he's like, look, I'm glad you talked to me about it, but I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I need. I need to see that there is improvement in your behavior, that there's respect of boundaries, and then we can move forward to be friends. And I was like, go, Steve.
Yeah. Because it wasn't like he was like, yeah, I forgive you. It's all cool. He's like, no, I need to see a track record of this behavior, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Come correct.
I wrote, Steve is making dinner for everyone, of course. Mm-hmm. And Alyssa is just there like a virus, like just trying to get into that kitchen. Like, stop trying to infect Steve. Get away from him.
Can I help with something? Yeah, you could cook everything. That's what I told her.
And then, you know, they do play Flip Cup. And Steve and Noi were noticeably absent when they were playing Flip Cup. And so I was like, oh, of course Steve's not going to play Flip Cup. He's too mature for that. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Of course Steve is the master at Flip Cup. What was I thinking? So they're playing Flip Cup. Not much happens. They have dinner, mm-hmm. blah, 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 everything. So that's it.
Olivia's the one thing.
Ryan's not there.
That annoyed the shit out of me, which people say this and it's common because I've heard people say it and it always like makes me cringe when people's like, let's cheers to this. No, it's let's toast to this. You say cheers right. When you toast.
Cheers is so the word. Yeah.
The word when you toast. And it's not the verb. Insane. It mm-hmm. drives me insane. I'm just like, oh my God. Stickler yes. for language.
Yes. Yes. So I don't have any other thoughts about the meetup. I thought it was kind of boring.
It was very boring. And at first I was like, why are we seeing?
Oh, little Joey. Let him have a minute.
He's losing his mind.
I will say that they were on the Cape and they were in Barnstable, is it? And they mm-hmm. were, and we were just in that area 2 years ago and I love it so much. I could live there tomorrow.
But yeah, the reason why they were showing so many days leading up to the getaway, because there was nothing at the getaway. Because I was like, if they're going to go on this getaway, if they're coaching this episode, it's like, we're all going to get together and have this one last hurrah. And then we're seeing 5 days prior to that. I'm like, why? And then we're only going to get, because I was looking at it, I was like, there's like 20 minutes left and now they're just getting there because mm-hmm. nothing happened.
That yeah, like I want to see like a wife swap with Steve and O or something. Like, give me some action.
That's crazy.
Noi likes to get freaky. We know she's noisy. She could hang with Isaac, let me tell you. She really
probably. Yeah, Katina won't have that though. She's too attached to her husband.
I love how Noi's alter ego does things like puts on funny hats and wigs and dances. And O's alter ego like legit gets strippers pregnant at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Noi, they're very different. Noisy very and Isaac different. Are very different.
Yeah, Noisy for me is like sober Leslie trying mm-hmm. to have fun. Mm-hmm. But even mm-hmm. I could get turned up and be sober and just be like insane.
I imagine drunk Leslie might have been like the version, the female version of Isaac.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, and I probably would have enjoyed it more if I remembered. That was the issue. That's why I stopped drinking, because I was like, I'm blacking out a lot, you guys.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Let's have you sit down with O and give him a little talk, maybe.
Yeah, like you need to change your ways.
Although I feel like O has, and I feel mm-hmm. like he compartmentalizes Isaac and O. Okay, so that's it for us. That's it for season 14.
We're done.
Done. So we will be back, guys, when season 15 starts. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel so that when the new season comes out, you have our episode right there waiting for you.
Yes.
And follow us on Instagram and we'll be announcing when that new episode is going to be coming out. It's going to be, I think, the first week of July, we said it starts, right?
I believe so. And also, we might get a little releases a little sooner because in the summer I get summer Fridays and Amy's new job is a little more flexible. Mm-hmm. So we might be able to get these mm-hmm. out a little sooner. So
yeah, hope so. Guys, I've literally begged Lifetime to send us screeners so that we could watch it ahead of time and have it out, you know, on a Thursday.
Exactly. That'll be ideal.
But they will not, they just don't even respond. They don't even respond. So.
Let me get in there. I'm going to be like, listen, I interviewed Dolly Parton. Like, give me a screener.
Can you have Dolly Parton call for us?
I wish. She is so sweet. Oh my God. Even her people are sweet. Even when they deny you an interview, they like write you a whole story about like how much they appreciate you like reaching out. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. Dolly's not available right now. I'm just like, I love her even more. Like even her rejections are awesome.
I love her too. Did you see, or was it you who shared it? Did you share the Dolly Parton as the pride flag?
No, I saw somebody else do it because I used Selena. So amazing. But yeah, I was gonna use that, but then I saw Selena and I've used the Dolly one before, but I had never seen a Selena one. So that's the one that I use. So happy pride to everyone.
Happy pride, guys. Happy pride. All right, girls. So tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at Sinister Girls. This week's episode features Lit. If you're not sure who they are, remember they had that song, My Own Worst Enemy. And it goes like, please tell me why. Okay. And they also have Miserable, where they're like singing on top of Pamela Anderson's body. Mm-hmm. Like, they're awesome.
I remember new album, them.
Tastes Like Gold, comes out June 17th. And it's so good. I got like a little sneak peek. Okay. It's stellar. It sounds like classic lit. It's amazing. It's going to be fun.
So did that episode drop already?
It just dropped, and Lit is retweeting it, reposting it.
There you go, guys.
Oh, so find fun. It. So find so, it.
Over in my Gen X world, if you guys haven't seen the new Top Gun yet, which I have not yet.
But I rewatched the old Top Gun.
Yes, so we have you covered because we did the old Top Gun. I'm reposting that. So you can find that on Gen X, This Is Why. Listen to me really, really work hard to try to resist falling in love with Tom Cruise, but falling in love with him anyway. It just happens. He's like,
have you seen stills that you fall into of the original Top Gun and stills from him at the new Top Gun? And he looks almost identical. It's a little scary.
Look, I know the Scientology thing is problematic.
It totally is, but if I could get eternal youth, I might just convert.
I don't know. I really tried to resist, but 1986 Tom Cruise is like a pothole that you never see coming. Like, you just always fall into it, always. So you can hear me try to resist, but you know, and we also talk a lot about that volleyball scene, you know, where they're wearing bomber jackets and shit.
That is the homoerotic.
Yep.
A gay boy who's discovering his sexuality's best dream. Yes. It's just, even for like horny teenage girls.
I remember my mom and her friends paying close attention to that. Let me put it that way. All right, guys.
Here's the thing. I have something silly to say because as I was rewatching it, I was like, this is so boring. Like, what are all these planes doing in this? I remember volleyball and humping. Like, why am I watching all of this flying? I don't care.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
All right. So, again, follow us on Instagram, subscribe, share, leave us a review, but definitely be subscribed because when we come back, you'll be one of the first to know it. So, we'll be there. Thanks so much for your support. We really enjoyed this season. And we enjoyed the feedback from everybody and hearing from everyone. So we'll definitely be back for season 15.
Yeah, can't wait. San Diego, here we come.
Here we come. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.